Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Does that actually work when you get blasted drunk and you feel like you got a hangover and the next day you just start drinking again? Like, does that really... I've told myself it worked. I don't know if it really did. Got back to getting drunk again.
The old hair of the dog.
Yeah, man.
Hey, Tyler, you might want to think about that.
I haven't done it since I've been older. So it may have been just youth and being able to recover a little bit better. But yeah, there was plenty of times back in the day where, boy, that was the plan going in.
Like, Tyler, right now on a scale of 1 to 10, how rough are you feeling? Ooh. Rough 10 being like... I'm not gonna make it to six.
Oh, well, in that case, I was gonna say 10, but I know wuss. I'm making it to 6 p.m. I'm gonna go with 8.6.
You're at an 8.6,
dude. I haven't been this hungover since the war, brother.
So like, I'm wondering if you just had, you know, a double shot of bourbon right now on the rocks, would that clear you up? Like, would that make you feel better right now? I've told myself back in them college days, but I don't know if I just re-got drunk or if it really did.
Well, I'm gonna tell you, if I'm gonna hair the old dog, I'm not gonna start with a double shot of anything. I'm gonna ease on in. I'm talking like,
I just figure he just starts pick up where he left off.
No, I mean Bloody Mary. I mean, you know, maybe something like that, and just kind of ease on into it, and then maybe go a double. You know, put a little double shot in a Bloody Mary or something. But no, not just straight.
Maybe some hammer down some martini.
By the way, I want to be honest.
Not a shot. Good gosh, that would. I mean, that's going.
This hair of the dog. First time I've ever heard that before. Right now,
really.
I've never heard. Start drinking again.
Another one of those things. Another one of those things you shouldn't admit it on air.
Really,
that's crazy. Yeah.
Hair of the dog. Never heard of it. 713-572-4610. You ever heard of Hair of the Dog?
Vacation, man. You get good. You get good and loose out one evening. That next morning, man, you go eat a little brunch and you hit that Bloody Mary and get you started again. Next thing you know, you're knee deep again. Yeah, that's fancy.
Where you want to go, with
Tyler. Tyler, don't lie though, man. You got Santiago.
He's ready to go. No, he ain't doing that.
You got anybody on?
No, it's football Friday.
Yeah,
you got anybody teed up just in case?
No, I feel like garbage, but I'm doing this damn show. This is my show. This is our show, man.
And he's going out after.
Let's go.
He's going back to
Victory
the Heights.
Victory Friday.
There you go. Someone texting. Come on, Ryan. I've never heard of Hair of the Dog. I don't know. When you guys were saying that, I'm just putting it together. And I've never heard of it. Never heard of this saying.
That's crazy.
Well, is it?
I mean, in all seriousness, yeah. Like that,
you've done
I feel
it a
like
few
so
times.
Common.
That's all that matters.
I've done it a few times. I believe we've called it something else.
What'd you call it?
I don't remember. If somebody said it, I'd hear it. But Hair of the Dog was definitely not it. And I was in Nashville, some ways south. When I was really doing that a lot, never heard of it. All right, Clint, tell the two halves. The Texans, as we said yesterday, and I said, man, this is going to be a lot about Nick Caley, because this isn't a defense that is anywhere close to like the Texans were. Hey, man, it's an uphill battle. No, this is a defense that will allow things. We've seen throughout the year, obviously they're the 31st ranked rushing defense in football, and as you kind of outlined yesterday, they've also given up yards to several receivers this year. Big games to receivers this year. So this was an offense that a defense that could be had. And the Texans were missing plays, as you highlighted, and still put up 20 in the first half. But that was it, because the second half, they didn't do anything. Yeah. They didn't move the ball whatsoever. It's not even just like, oh, man, they just – they should, like, Clint, they're three and outs, five and outs, and they got the ball multiple turnovers. They got a turnover. That's what set them up for the field goal. Didn't really do much, you know, other than maybe they got – what, they ran Woody Marks three straight times to get about 11 or 12 yards to get a first down, and then it was over. There were penalties in that first drive, issues. Was it something Buffalo did, or do you think this was by design from the Texans?
Well, I would like – well, definitely by design.
We'll have to see tape drop Tuesday, too. That'll be a big one next week.
I just don't know when the decision was made. You know, there was a couple of things obvious to me. I mean, it was clear in that second half, which I don't think Nico Collins had a target in the second half. In fact, I'm pretty sure he did not have a target in the second half.
He had one target. You talk about Nico?
In the second half?
He had one target. It was the target that I don't know if it was supposed to be for him or supposed to be for Dalton Schultz, because they both ran in the same region in the second half. And I think they were trying to run a screen to him early in the second half, but it also looked like it might have been a fake to him and then a screen to Woody Marks, but it wasn't there. Davis threw it into the ground. I'm sounding like Reggie breaking down these plays.
Well, I mean, that's a fear of mine, and we should all have offensively, is their inability or not being willing to – like all the defense had to do, and Buffalo did it all night. All they had to do was roll a safety over the top, and they'll go elsewhere. They'll go away from Nico pretty quickly. But here's the thing with what we watched in the second half. I wonder when the decision to be ultra conservative was made, right? Because if you look at the way this thing, the way it happened, the first drive in the second half, there was three penalties. You got behind that, like you said, they were trying to throw a screen. Andrews was downfield, and there's three penalties in that first drive, and then they just shut it down from there on. And so you wonder, did D'Amico Ryan see that and go, I'm not going to let this thing get sideways. I'm not going to let it get sideways. We're going to play defense. We're going to let the game dictate how aggressive we are on offense, and we're going to be conservative from this point moving forward. And so I wonder when the decision was made. But 35 yards, really one play, the throw to Higgins, that was really made. There was a couple of other short throws, but that was really the one. Heavy commitment to the run with Woody Marks and Nick Chubb. Yeah, this is the part that scares me about the Texans.
I hated it. It pissed me off.
Well,
to be honest, it's
one thing if you're playing a certain defense, like if you're playing the Texans defense, and you know, but man, I mean, Davis was on his way, and this offense was on their way to scoring 30 plus points. Davis was on his way to throwing for 250 and three or four touchdowns. And they were humming now. They had the number. And all of a sudden, you decide to shut it down. Clearly, you won, so you made the right decision. But my worry moving forward is you give playoff-caliber teams and quarterbacks that many opportunities, one of them's going to bite you in the tail. And Josh almost got you last night, and it almost bit you in the tail last night. So that's the one thing that I think is a little concerned. That was an extreme shift of gears in the second half offensively.
I hate it. I really just had every reason not to. I despise it because, Clint, on defense, they are all about let's go ahead and end it. Let's get ultra aggressive. Let's end this game. On offense, it was like they were comfortable with, all right, let's win this game 23-19. Let's win it 23-19. And like you said, they had a chance to meet a step on their necks. And they were like, no, man, let's play field position. Yeah. Let's do this and that. And now I don't think that is a, all right, yeah, they won, so they were right. I mean, as you said, Joe Brady helped him out a little bit with some of the stuff that he did. That fourth and one, huge play by Sheldon Brankins and company getting that stop. But then, Clint, you know the deal is, all right, man, we played this shutdown deal. Let's say they get, you know, they get a score there, and all of a sudden, oh, now you got to turn it on. Now you got to start to try to score again and play. And I just hate that thought process of, hey, let's just play this thing to win it, or let's play this thing not to lose it. Excuse me. Mm-hmm. Instead of saying let's go get the damn game. Right, I understand it was Davis out there, but they couldn't. They couldn't. And someone said Nico was injured. They were using him as a decoy. Nah, he was out there. I think Nico could at least thrown it his way. At least acted like you were. Like they got out there, and that's the part. Like you could see when they get the turnover, Clint. They get the fumble. They go three straight plays of handoffs. And I'm one say they got to run the football. Now they got up, but they go like no play action, and then they get the first down. You know what they do the next play? Another handoff. Yeah. That becomes a 2-yard loss that then kind of sets the drive back, and they look like they were just comfortable with the field goal. Like let's get that field goal. Let's go. And I don't know. Maybe you're like, hey man, they played to their. I think honest to God, you saw that first half. I think they could have put 30 on that team, as you were saying. They could have. I think they helped Buffalo out a lot.
Yeah, they helped keep it close. There's no doubt by design. I think it was a decision that was made. And again, I don't know if it was a halftime decision or if it was a decision that was made after you come out. Clearly, your offense wasn't focused coming out of halftime with those penalties and getting behind the chains again. I wonder if it was made after that drive or in the locker room at halftime. But I do that's. You know, as a Texans fan, that's the concern is, man, that's a tough way to win four ball games against the best the league has to offer. That's a tough way to dig yourself out of the hole when you've got to play Indy twice. You got to play Kansas City. You got some opponents that in that situation, you give them you give the teams on this schedule, you give them that opportunity.
At Maurice's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Maurice's.com.
Opportunity where just one play can bust it wide open.
Yeah, you had a 4th and 27 converted because, we're, you know, they at the very least, get aggressive. So they had to have a score touchdown to tie you and not...
And it's clearly not, you know, you look at the week before, it was the worst team in the league, the Tennessee Titans, where you're conservative, it's a close game, you win it late, you're confident your defense is, but your defense gives up the big play right there towards the end. Now it's a tie ball game and you got to go win it. It's a hell of a life to live, man, being that extreme one direction, which is in favor of the defense. But it worked last night. We're sitting at 6-5, man, and we got a shot.
Text line coming in, Ron. This offense isn't an offense that can step on anyone's neck. No, they were last night. They against that defense, they could have played the same way and the same level of aggressiveness that they played in that first half and put up points.
Well, I mean, the good thing is that, you know, you didn't need it. I mean, but you're one drive, one touchdown away from really putting real pressure on Buffalo and Josh Allen.
And taking the run game away.
Instead of allowing that to be a 7-point game and then allowing it to be a 4-point game, you could have really extended that lead, and they chose to be a little bit more conservative. And look, now, in D'Amico's defense, maybe he knew that Josh Allen and them were going to do it anyway. It didn't matter he didn't need to be down 2 scores to hold the football and run around like a chicken with your head cut off back there. And maybe they knew he was going to do that anyway, and they could go get him. And the score really didn't dictate that. But it's a tough life to lead being that dependent on your defense.